In the Democratic Republic of Congo, two riverboats capsized over the weekend in separate incidents. Scores of people are dead or missing. We're going to go next to NPR's Ophebia Quist Arkton. She recently traveled along the Congo River, and we were able to listen last week here on Morning Edition. Of course, she described the hazards of river travel, and now we have more evidence of it. She's on the line. Ophebia, what happened here?
The incident yesterday was on the Kasai River, which is in southern Congo, near the border with Angola. And we are told by the Congolese Minister of Information, who's the government spokesman, that this was meant to be a fuel boat. It was not meant to be carrying passengers. It seems that when the crew on board were refueling, that there was a leak and the engine caught fire. Witnesses said that people were jumping overboard into the water. And what's worse is they say fishermen nearby in dugout canoes, instead of answering the cries of passengers who were drowning, were heading towards the vessel to try and loot it. So that's what we're being told about that second accident. But on Saturday, in fact, where we were on the river in Equateur province, apparently either a vessel or vessels were traveling in the dark without lights, hit a sandbank, and that's one of the hazards on Congo's rivers, and tipped over. And now dozens dead on that one. So two accidents over the weekend on Congo's vast rivers.
You know, from the journey that you took for us that we heard last week on Morning Edition, we got a sense of this river journey that is sometimes an amazing adventure, and sometimes there's a very thin line between life and death.
Indeed, but it's the only way for very many people to travel. Air transport in Congo costs an absolute fortune. It's absolutely out of the reach of most ordinary Congolese. The roads are in a terrible condition, only 1,000 miles, more or less, of paved roads, and a network that is, you know, it doesn't cover this vast country. So people, whether they like it or not, are forced to travel on the river, on the main Congo River and the many tributaries and other rivers. And I don't know whether you remember, Steve, but my voice was a little quaky and a little nervous when I thought, gosh, our barge, which was an open-sided barge, seemed a little low in the water and it seemed overcrowded. We were 300 plus people. The minister said one boat that capsized at the weekend wasn't even meant to be carrying people. So these are the sorts of hazards that ordinary Congolese have to put up with if they want to travel around the country.
When you were on that boat, did people talk very much about safety?
Not really. You know, they were busy just trying to live and get to Kinshasa. The main thing was, because they had been on the boat so long, they were just desperate to get to their destination. People weren't talking about things like the sandbanks and overcrowding. It was mainly the crew and the captain who talked to us about those sorts of things.
Does the government see a problem here?
They had better, hadn't they, Steve? When we were talking to the man in charge of river transportation, he said the government has promised to improve infrastructure. They do feel that river transportation should be now as important, or even more important, since so many people use the rivers, as the road network, but that more money is being pumped into improving the roads, whereas just as much money should be injected into improving safety on the river, the craft that use the river, because, you know, it's mostly dugout canoes that you see villagers use, but the barges that people travel on are rusty, hulking, and it's true, now that I look back on it, not that safe.
Ophebia, thanks very much.
Always a pleasure.
We're talking with NPR's Ophebia Quist Arkton on the news of two boat accidents in Congo. This is NPR News.